This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Tori Gibson is with us this morning. She's representing the Oneida Town and Country Club. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
Well, good. Thanks for stopping by. You work out at the Allen Place. Is your actual job?
Yes.
How's life out there these days?
We are doing great. All thriving and living our best lives out there.
Excellent. Very good. Well, we're not going to talk so much about that today. We wanted to focus on the Oneida Town and Country Club's activities because the Whale Town Celebration is this weekend. You're pretty excited about that?
Yes. A lot of hard love and labor has gone into this, getting this celebration ready.
You were telling me a little bit ago before we got on the air this morning that you're kind of a short-timer in Oneida. You've just lived there a few years.
Yes, I am a transplant. So I was born and raised in Atlantic, graduated in 2014, and then moved to Oneida and have been there ever since.
So you've been completely immersed in Oneida history and tradition.
For the most part.
You just don't have a choice.
Yeah, no.
Small town, get involved.
Yes.
Get active and get going, I guess. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen this weekend because the Whale Town Celebration, it's been going on for a very long time. And some of the associated events with that have been going on for a very long time as well. But I assume like everything else, things change a little bit over time, right?
Yes. You got to keep adding stuff to keep up with everything and how the world's changing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of feedback from folks about the things like the celebration?
Yes. Yep. Feedback is one thing that we are not lacking.
And do you use that then too?
Yes. Yep. Definitely take the feedback and everything the town and all the visitors have to say every year and kind of keep growing our celebration and keep it that something that people want to come back to after year.
Very good. The Town and Country Club is a large group.
We are a very small group of volunteers. I'd say there's about 20 to 25 of us, so relatively small in comparison to some of the other groups.
Key word there, volunteers?
Yes, volunteers, all volunteers.
Kind of thought that. So it's a lot of work put in, but for a good cause.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the activities going on, because I know it's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You'll have things going on all three of those days. Friday night, you'll kind of get things started. Talk about what we can find Friday night.
Yes. So Friday night, we're going to kick things off with a kiddie parade. So all the kids will meet us at the Sinclair Station at 5:45. We encourage everyone to bring their bikes, scooters, wagons, kind of go through as a parade. And that'll start at 6. And then after that, we have what we consider like the selfie scavenger hunt that the Oneida Health and Wellness Center is hosting. So you can get a scavenger hunt sheet and kind of go around and take all the pictures with all the things that we've got around Oneida. And then the fire department does their annual bags tournament there starting at 6. And then during that, from 7 to 9, we have Kyle Jorgensen coming, and he's going to provide us with live music, and then we will have food and drinks while Kyle is singing. And then this year, we are also going to have a fireworks display starting at dusk, and those will be at the airport, and we're kind of hoping that we can watch those from the Banshell Park as well.
Okay. Well, very good. Scavenger hunt. Tell me about that, because it sounds kind of different. You're going to have folks kind of just use their phones, I guess, to go out and take some pictures.
Yes. Yep. So this is something new that we're doing this year. Amber Schlake, she is the director with the Oneida Health and Wellness Center. And we just kind of needed something to kind of stick people around. So she has got a sheet that you'll pick up from her, and it's got a designated list of things that you'll go through the community and find. And it's kind of self-explanatory. It's a selfie scavenger hunt. So you have to take a picture of yourself with the items on the list.
Very good. All right. Something a little different to get people out and around a little bit. Maybe discover some things you didn't really know.
Yes.
Even in small towns, we sometimes stumble over things we didn't know were there.
Absolutely.
Well, before we get into some of the weekend events then, too, I want to kind of touch on the overriding theme. Because the Banshell in the downtown park there in Oneida is 100 years old. I did not realize that.
Yes. Yep. So we chose our theme this year, Meet Me at the Banshell, because it is turning 100 years old. And I feel like it's just been a really common place for everyone to meet there. And definitely a lot of good entertainment and a lot of memories there.
I'm sure that Banshell's seen a lot in 100 years.
Absolutely.
If it could talk.
If only. I'm sure some people are glad it can't.
Yeah. I'm sure it's seen some great entertainment and some not so great entertainment,
yes,
too. You know, we have our own little sideshows locally that that can take up some of that time, too. But a lot of the activities, it looks like, are going to kind of center around that park and that band shell.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's get on to Saturday, because Saturday is really the big day. You've got a lot happening.
Yes. Yep. So Saturday morning, we have our annual parade starting at 10:30. Lineup is up at the school. We encourage every person, business around the community to come and join in on that parade. This year, our grand marshals are Chris Carnes and Jim Maylander. They've done a lot for our community, and so we felt like it was just a good way to honor them as well. And then following the parade, so at 11:30 at the Bandshell Park, so immediately following the parade, we have the crowning of our Little Miss and Mr. Whaletown. So kind of with the Little Miss and Mr. Whaletown, we get contestants every year. This year we've got 12.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, quite a few for our little town there. And currently, so jars are set out at the Casey's in Anita, the Sinclair Station, the Weather Vane Cafe, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, as well as Shooter's Tavern. And all the jars are there. They've got all the kids' pictures on them. And you can drop in a penny a vote. And all the proceeds from that go to the Anita Town and Country to help fund all the activities that we do for the community. So we'll be able to crown our Little Miss and Mister there immediately following the parade.
Wait a second. A penny a vote?
Yes.
Haven't you heard about inflation?
Yeah. That's why I'm like, you can drop a 20 in there. It's fine. It'll be all right.
Perfect.
Yes. And then we also, so Kirk Kellaway after that is going to be doing a public speech all about the band shell and kind of the history of the band shell and how it came to be. And then this year we also have a magician coming. So the Amazing Arthur will be there to show us and mesmerize us with everything, that he has. And then just some fun and games. I mean, we've got the tractor pulls that are hosted by the KMFFA. The Army National Guard is bringing in some virtual reality goggles, so that'll be something kind of neat there. The Anita Health and Wellness Center, they're sponsoring a bounce house, so just throw your kids in there and let them run off some energy. And then we do have face painting back this year. So I'm sure we'll all be busy running around with those activities, so we're going to get hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So this year we do have A-Town Smoke Shack coming back, as well as Zip's Pizzeria and the Casey Creamery. And then we have Kettle Corn coming in as well. And then I do believe that our Area Youth Baseball League will be doing the Walking Tacos.
Ooh.
So plenty of food choices if we get a little hungry.
Oh, we do like our food, that's for sure.
Yes.
Now, it's been warm, and I know it's supposed to be warm this weekend, so I assume there'll be plenty to drink around the area because you want to keep them hydrated.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Now, as we get toward the latter part of the day and into the evening, I know some of these things draw real well. The parade usually has a nice crowd, and the car show usually gets,
yes,
a nice crowd as well. You get a lot of entries?
Yeah, so this year we are doing a show and shine,
mm-hmm,
car show type of thing. No trophies, nothing fancy, just knock off the dust, bring out what you've got. Kind of with some of those older cars, there's a lot of memories behind them, so it's always nice to go see them and get to learn the history about those. So Mike Krause has definitely been a blessing in getting that show and shine ready for us.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. A lot of folks enjoy those, and they'd like to brag about their vehicles too. So I ask them questions. They're not offended. They want you to.
Yes. Yep. I mean, and it's cars, motorcycles, mm-hmm, trucks, tractors. I mean, if it's got a motor, bring it.
All right. Excellent. Well, and you're going to do all this during the day. You're going to work up a heck of an appetite.
Yes.
And the firemen got you covered, right?
Yes. Yep. The firemen do have us covered with their steak fry dinner at the fire station. Absolutely. And you can get those tickets ahead of time, or you can pay there at the gate as well.
Okay. Now, that usually draws a really good crowd.
Yes. Yep. Everyone. I mean, who doesn't want to eat a steak? And you don't have to slave over the grill. So why wouldn't you?
Somebody else does the work. Somebody else does,
yep,
the dishes.
Does the cleanup too. Absolutely.
And then, with steak fry always comes a band.
Yes, absolutely. So this year we have The Neighbors, which is a band that's coming in. And the neat thing about The Neighbors is they feature an Anita native, Joe Littleton.
Oh,
so
very good.
Nice little slice of home there.
A nice hook there. Yeah, yes. Very good. So have your fun on Saturday and then wipe it off on Sunday, right?
Yes. Yep. So at 10 a.m. on Sunday, we do have Praise in the Park.
Very good. And that's a non-denominational opportunity for folks to come out?
Correct. Yep.
All right. And that'll be where? In the band shell. At the Anita Park. So there you go. So a lot of opportunity. And that'll be at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Is that correct? Okay.
Yep.
Very good. So lots going on here this weekend. You've put a lot of work and effort into coordinating this with the small group, haven't you?
Yes. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But I think at the end of the 3 days, when we can see all of our hard work and the smiles on everyone's faces, it means a lot. It means a lot.
So all the volunteers take Monday off?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'll speak for myself. Yep, I'm taking Monday off.
I would if I were in your shoes. Got to get a little chance to sit back and relax a little bit and catch up on all the stuff that you've been doing for the weekend. So, oh, very good. Well, we hope the weather stays good. Let's make it not quite so hot, but we'll have some good weather for the weekend of events and stuff and celebrate Anita and the band shell for 100 years. Very good. Well, Tori, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it a lot. Have fun this weekend.
Yes, thank you. Hope to see you there.